Blog Talk Radio.
Malone Type Line is now on air and ready to take your calls. In 3, 2, 1. With DJ Malone, Lance Johnson, DJ Willie T, and the rest of DMP family. Call right now. Right now. 773-897-3976. It's easy. Just say name and state you are calling from, and you will be logged right into the convo. Get ready to have some fun.
Put this on me because I don't want nobody here. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good.
Good.
Hold on,
can you hear me clear?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, let me grab Messiah. Hold on for 1 second. Hold on.
Okay. Glad I had this. I wanted to get rid of it, but then I was like, no, I'll just keep it.
Messiah?
Yeah.
Hey, we're all here.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, man? How you doing? This is DJ Malone and Shamaya.
Hi, Messiah. Nice to meet you.
Hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Good, man. Good. You know, we've been hearing big things that you're doing, man, and we just want to talk about it and see, you know, what's going on with you.
All right, cool. Well, right now I'm playing a good role in the movie Sons of the Grave. I'm playing part of a little brother named Jermaine.
Okay. Okay.
So tell us about your character.
Yes.
Like, what is?
Oh, well, Jermaine. He's a real quiet guy. He's real laid back. He's kind of serious. Well, real serious. He's very mature. Mature, I would say.
Okay.
Okay.
That's cool.
What was it like working with the cast and crew?
Oh, it was awesome working with the cast and crew. They were, everyone gave me a bit of advice to make the scenes bigger, make it more realistic and poke out. I learned a lot from my experience working with the cast and crew. They were all very welcoming.
Okay.
Was this your first time starring in a feature film, or have you done this before?
Yeah, it was my first time. Nothing like this before.
So were you scared, like, going into it, or were you just like, I'm going to just give it my all?
Oh, well, you know. Like most people, I'm pretty sure I was a little worried, a little, you know, unaware, or maybe, yeah, you could, yeah, slightly.
Okay, cool, man. Well, how do you, you know, because I know actors, they sometimes got to have like a mind process to really get into that character. So how do you go about getting into character and stuff?
Into Jermaine's character or just, you know, anybody?
I guess both. You can go on with just anybody. How would you go about getting into character? Is like there's some remedies that you do or a mindset that you have to be in? Let me know.
Oh, well, one thing I do to get into character, I think about who this character reminds me of that I know, and I try to, you know, act like that person who I know, and, you know, that helps a lot for me, you know, like a friend or a sibling or, you know, somebody you met before, and see how they would do things that the script says.
Okay.
And how are you alike and different from your character? Like, would you say that you guys have a lot in common or really nothing in common?
Oh, I said we have a lot in common. Well, Jermaine, he's very protective over his big brother, and you know, I'm like that with my younger brothers. He's very quiet. I'm not too talkative myself. He knows right from wrong, and I know right from wrong as well. We both can be very mysterious and dark sometimes.
Okay. Okay, cool. Now, how was it working with the producer? I forget her name, but how was it working?
Lynn Stahl. Sorry,
yeah.
The producer was Lynn Stahl.
How was it working with her?
Oh, it was awesome working with Lynn. You know, she's the kind of person you want to, you know, do your best for. Every day she was on set, or every time she was on set, you know, it was awesome knowing that she was there enjoying every bit of it.
Okay.
And the film was actually written and produced by Lynn Stahl, so props to her for that. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anyone on set that you bonded with, like anyone that you maybe like made a new friend with, or it was just like, you know, you were maybe closer with them than you were with anyone else?
Really, I honestly say I made friends with a lot of people. Everybody, you know. You know, the cast, we all developed a bond over the course of the film. Maybe I say we all bonded when it was late at night and we all had to stay behind and do some filming together. I'd say that's when we bonded the most because, you know, we were all tired and all suffering. So, you know, we all shared that together, I would say. That's what brought us a little.
Okay. And, of course, we all know that your dad is the legendary T.I.
Southern big, one of the biggest names in the
yes.
South.
Yes. And we all know that he has his history with acting, of course, ACL, everyone's favorite movie in the world. Did he give you any tips on acting and, like, going into your first role?
Well, I'm sure if I asked for some, he would have given me plenty, but, you know, being that I didn't, he told me, just keep working at it. You know, just, he told me I should, you know, work on every one of my scenes in the mirror.
Okay. Where do you hope to grow from this? Like, where do you hope to go from this point? I mean, do you want to be an actor? Is it more going to go into the music thing? Or where do you hope to go?
Guys, hold on. I think we lost them.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me see. I see that now it's only you guys. Hold on. Let me get them again. Hold on.
Colin just texted me. Sorry, Ronnie County is checking. I'm gonna call him right after this. Okay. He'll be happy to hear that. And what we could do, like,
hey guys, we're all back.
Okay, and then what we could do with all the spots, I can edit that out and then, you know, get come back where, you know, we're going to start back up again.
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah, ma'am. My question was, where do you want to go from here? Like, do you want to go into more acting or into the music thing? You know, where do you see yourself going from here now?
Well, you know what? It's still very early in, you know, my life. As of now, I'm real focused on acting, but, you know what I'm saying, as I grow older, as, you know, my mind's being developed more, I'm sure music may be a part of my pathway or choice. Okay. I'll never know until it, you know, happens.
Okay.
But
I
want to
ask you some questions, man, because I want to get you laughing and smiling and stuff, man. Like, I want to ask you this. What is one of your favorite movies of all time?
My favorite movies of all time? That's a good question. Let me see. That's a great question. You ever heard of a movie called Prometheus or Alien? Called Alien. It's old.
Alien. Well, give us the plot line. Who stars in that?
I'm not sure exactly who stars in it, but it was directed by Ridley Scott.
Okay.
Hmm.
You know, it's about this alien, these people discovering space, and they accidentally let it on a spaceship. I'm a very weird person, you know.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah, we all have, I guess, what tickles our fancy, I guess, that's what they say. But, you know, I'm more into the drama, thriller drama, I should say. I guess that's what they call it nowadays.
So I'm interested in a lot of movies. You know, you just really caught me off guard with that one. I love a lot of movies. I didn't know which one to choose from.
Well, definitely.
So tell us, give us an overall, tell us about the movie. Like, how do you look at the movie from your perspective? Like, if someone was to ask you what's the movie about, what would you tell them?
The movie is about a teenager who's, you know, very talented in basketball and, you know, hanging around with the wrong crowd. The wrong person. The movie shows how everything can be taken away from you real quick just by, you know, your company and who you talk to, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's
the movie.
That sounds like, you know, like it could be really, it would hit home with some people because I know, especially here in Chicago, you could be at the wrong place at the wrong time, and it could change your life. And, you know, we need a lot of more deep movies nowadays, a lot of movies that really make you think after watching it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this movie is definitely one of those movies. You know, I thought the message behind it was great. It was awesome.
Okay. Now, was it hard to, like, for some scenes, was it hard to, I guess really come over? Because I know, like, some scenes that I've seen in movies, it's hard for the actors to really interact with that because it's too deep. So did you ever find yourself where getting sentimental, or it's like, man, I don't know if I could do that?
Not necessarily. You know, it's always some things I could have done better, but no, it was nothing too deep for me to, you know what I'm saying, to where I couldn't put it into action. It was all, I had a little practice before each scene, you know, so I tried my best with each one, and I say I did pretty good. No, nothing was really too deep. Not yet.
Okay. Is there a release date for it, when it's going to be out, or, you know, when can we expect this to be dropping? Because I'm excited for it.
Oh, you know what? I'm not exactly sure myself when the release date is. I can get back to you guys with that as soon as I find out myself.
Okay, definitely.
We also know there's going to be a soundtrack to this movie. Are you going to be on the soundtrack?
No, I'm not going to be on the soundtrack.
Oh,
dang. Damn, man, come on, man. It's only inevitable. What's going on?
No, not me.
Okay, definitely, man. Well, if people wanted to, you know, check out the, you know, this project, where can they go to check it out, all the social links and everything?
Well, on Instagram, I'm sure there's, if I'm not mistaken, on Instagram, there's a page for the movie at Signs to the Grave.
Okay.
And my name is FaZe_4. That's where you'll find me.
Okay. Well, we're definitely going to follow you, man. You know, if you see somebody come from Samaya or DJ Malone, man, we're definitely going to follow you. And, you know, I'm excited, bro. I'm really excited for everything what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone
yeah,
follow the Twitter account at Sons to the Grave. And follow Messiah.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, man. You know, I know the Hustle and Flow thing's about to come. Well, not the Hustle and Flow, but Family Hustle. That's about to come on.
Yes, that's right. We're still working on it a bit.
Okay.
It should be so.
Y'all doing anything crazy in the season?
Yeah, it's going to be a few crazy episodes, I would say. Yeah.
Okay, definitely, man. Well, I'm excited, man. I'm excited for everything. I just want to say thank you for, you know, tuning in with us to grind. It's been an honor and a privilege to have you on here.
Oh, man, no problem. No problem. Thanks for having me.
Okay, definitely. Okay, hold on 1 second, Salsa. Let me go
ahead and
okay. I'm do this. It's fine. I'm going to do that. Okay. No, that's going to take them off.
Uh-oh.
It's cool. It's fine. Let's just do this.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody. Thank